Yeah. We all have been attracted, like the Pied Piper, to go to a high place. And that's our educational process. And we've all had a time when we were like the observer on the side watching and saying, should I join in or not? I know I've been in groupings with great leaders and wondered when they were going to pass out the Kool-Aid or something. You know, you don't want to become an automaton. And so there is a rightful resistance. And in the history of what you're explaining, there's this, it always seems to go down the tubes. Just when everybody gets it together, it goes down the tubes. And you can think of all those bad things that happen. They get, you know, you stick your neck out, become important, become creative, and before you know it, they're called a heretic. And so that's pretty scary stuff. You don't want to commit yourself to becoming a heretic and get put away by the society. So there's that heretic within oneself which holds back and thinks, well, I can't really have individuality if I give myself to the whole. So giving to the whole seems to be like a bland thing, not a powerful, rich thing. And yet the greatest power is to give oneself. And the whole, when we think of ourselves, we have a sacred gathering of people who come with the powerful intent to serve each other and serve the world. And if we're together, we change the world. We actually change the world. There's no doubt that if we stay together as one, we are all one, that that atmosphere, that powerful substance of creation will increase and become irresistible. We have no idea. When Arjuna jumped up and saw all the different stars and magnificent things that Krishna let him see, we are able to see that and observe that and stay there and generate that. And it's wonderful.